Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Now, on the phone, it would normally be in the studio, wouldn't it, John?
It would.
On the phone, I've actually got John Brandler from Brandler Galleries. Now, John's one of the sponsors here at Phoenix FM. And how are you getting on with all this technology, John? It's a bit iffy, isn't it, really?
Well, first of all, Mike, you're lying, because we're not on the phone. We're on Zoom.
We're on Zoom, yes. It's a telephone Skype call type thing.
We're not on the telephone. Don't confuse me. I'm mature.
Yeah.
And I do know the difference between a telephone and a computer.
Right, okay.
Because I'm not using handheld. I'm using a laptop.
Right, okay. So how are you getting on with this?
Well, you could call it an extremely fast learning curve.
It is because, a very steep learning curve.
Being fairly mature, and my partner is also fairly mature, plus a couple of years.
I would prefer the phrase previously enjoyed.
No, I'm continuously enjoyed, I trust. not that that's what she says, but, you know. How can I put it? Yeah, I'm vintage. That's the word.
Vintage, yes, vintage. Yes, I like that, vintage. Yes.
I'm too old to go out and help the NHS.
Right.
I'm too old to volunteer for the NHS help. I'm too old to go out shopping for people, because everybody likes going shopping, but I'm not allowed to do that, because apart from being at risk myself, I would also be bringing the germs back into the house.
Can I ask you your age before we go any further?
I'm 65.
65. I can understand that. My mother-in-law's 68 and my father-in-law's 72, and they've stayed in as well, totally stayed in.
But they are, you know, my mother's 104.
Oh, my word.
And my partner is 70 plus. So,
yes, so you've got to be a little bit calm and.
I've got to be. I mean, the hardest thing for me, and a lot of the people in the art world are exactly the same. We have a boredom threshold as about as thick as a fag paper.
Yeah.
You know, we're all disorganized. Our stores all look like mountains of piles of stuff. I mean, just before we closed down properly. The gallery was closed to the public, and I went in for a couple of days, and I found things that I didn't even know I had, that I'd filed carefully, put away somewhere safe, about 20 years ago.
It was that safe, you've forgotten about it.
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, the art world is changing hugely, because I've actually said that I can sell things, but you can't have them until the lockdown is lifted by the government.
Yeah.
And what I found surprising is that out of the last 15 people I've been dealing with, two of them have said, "No, stuff it. We're not going to have the artwork then."
Oh, really?
Yes. But most people have actually said, "Yeah, we're fine with that. That's cool."
Well, most people would be intelligent and they'd understand, wouldn't they?
Well, also, they don't want, should I be carrying the germs?
Yeah.
They don't want me to put them onto a parcel.
No, that's
right. They unwrap them and they get infected. So
yeah, that's right. You
know, we're doing various things. We're working with a couple of charities at the moment, and we're doing various things. But we're saying to people, you can do it now. You can either buy it or reserve it now.
Yeah.
But you won't get it until it's safe for me to come out.
Yeah, that's intelligent. Yeah, that's all right. They can reserve it now.
Most people are cool with that. Most people are cool with that. The worst thing I've heard today, we were talking to somebody in the NHS and we said, you know, where's your lanyard with your ID on it? And he said, they're being stolen.
Yeah, I heard that. I've read this in the newspapers.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's appalling, isn't it?
They ought to be shot. And that's it. And that's only if you're feeling good, you know, as to other things, that's something else. But
that's terrible.
The number of galleries, I mean, you know, the normal places for so many people that are homeless or having problems, or just want to stimulate their minds, because they're three different groups.
Yeah.
They go into libraries, they go into art galleries, they go into museums, they go into cultural centres. They're all closed.
Oh, really?
So we're getting more inquiries now than we've ever had. Because people can't go to the museums, they can't go to the galleries in London.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the follow-through that's hard. And, of course, it's hard for me because, as I say, you can buy something, but you can't have it. And some of the people that would normally supply me with stuff can't deliver it to me.
I'll tell you what I have been doing today with my son. We've been going around. It's a virtual tour for the National Gallery.
Oh, brilliant. Yes.
Oh, I've heard. Beautiful artwork, John.
Yeah. But does it explain it to you as well?
It explains, it's got a little circle, like a little bullseye at the side of each picture on the wall, and you click the picture and it tells you what it is. It doesn't explain it fully, but it gives you the name of it and the artist and the date and all the rest of it.
Yeah, they've missed it. The National Gallery had an exhibition recently where they made it 3D and they had visuals of what the original paintings that were part of the altarpiece.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the missing pieces and things like that.
Yeah.
But they didn't make it informative.
Yeah, this doesn't tell you anything about the artist or anything. It's just the name and who...
It's like anything. If you talk to an expert who's passionate about what they're doing, whether it's art or mending cars or walking architecture or anything, you and I will walk down a street and it means nothing to us. And then somebody says, have you noticed that end gable? Have you looked at that, how it's a different shape or a different color? And that's because of this, that, and the other. History and all that sort of stuff. That's what the National Gallery should be doing with their paintings.
Yeah, because once you know about the artist, it does reveal a lot more about the art.
So much more.
Yeah.
I bought a beautiful painting from an artist painted in egg tempera, and he showed me this painting, and he said, you better take this. I mean, that's before I walked in the door almost of his studio.
Yeah.
He said, you better take this. I said, well, yes, lovely, David. Thank you very much. And it showed a bed, and there was a table, and there were two champagne glasses, one close to you and one far away, and various other things in this room. He said, And I said, yeah, it's beautiful, but why, what, this was a very odd reaction from him to this picture. And he said, well, if my wife knows it, looks at it, she'll understand, because it's two champagne glasses. So who have I been entertaining in the room, in the bedroom? And basically, I mean, he had been entertaining somebody in the bedroom. Three wives, nine kids, and more girlfriends than I've had cups of coffee, you know.
All at the same time, yeah.
let's put it like this, they did tend to overlap. And he was, artistically, he was an absolute genius. But knowing about David made that painting so much more special than just a blue-grey room with a couple of champagne glasses.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And that's what the National Gallery, in my view, should be doing.
Yeah.
So not just allowing you to see their pictures.
Yeah.
But allowing you to be educated. And it's such an easy thing for them to do. And, I mean, all we can do is we're selling a particular print by the Corner Brothers, and we're giving 10% of the money to the NHS. But
that's
what
fantastic.
I would like anybody listening to give you either contact you direct or contact me direct. Is it better, in their opinion, for me to give the money to the Brentwood District Hospital and keep it within the community, because they're the people that are going to be looking after us? Or is it better to give the money to the NHS, to that huge pot, because that pot is being drained?
Oh, it is.
For everything else that's going on. So should I try and generate money here in Brentwood for Brentwood, or for the country as a whole?
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, John. I mean, I do this most of the time anyway. At the bottom of this interview on the website, I shall put a link to your webpage.
Okay, thank you.
People can email you through the webpage, can't they?
Yeah, of course they can. Yeah, but I would love to know, what I've loved is my gallery's closed, and it would be very easy for me to find a brick wall and start banging my head against it.
Yeah.
But you go out, you walk down the street, and total strangers say, good morning. I mean, they're walking on the other side of the road, I hope. And, the thing that annoys me is joggers who jog straight past you.
Yes, rubbing shoulders,
They are so inconsiderate.
Yeah.
The roads are empty. Run in the road. Keep out of my way, especially when they come up behind you.
Yeah.
You can't. I have no option to move because I don't know they're coming.
Yeah.
Put a bell on them. Do you remember in the old days, every bicycle had a bell? And before that, you won't remember this, but before that, the kids used to put a playing card in the spokes of their wheels.
I do remember that. You just go...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, so you are older than I thought. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
yes. Totally.
But it's a consideration to the other people on the street.
Yeah, totally. I completely agree with you.
Anyway, so you're out, you're walking, and people that you haven't seen for 6 months, or certainly you haven't spoken to, because people in England don't talk to their neighbours, will say, hello, how are you? Now, they don't want a conversation. They just want to make contact. I think that this whole terrible saga is going to make communities stronger.
I think it is as well, to be honest.
I think people that are willing to contribute to their communities will be remembered.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they won't. But the people that don't contribute will be remembered.
Yeah, totally.
I think that people don't remember good deeds. They remember bad deeds. So yeah. I don't think, I mean, a friend of mine in Canterbury, he's doing all sorts of things. He's working on the business in the community. He's telling other business owners how to get all the information and all this sort of thing. And I know that in 6 months' time, people will have forgotten that.
Yeah.
If he goes up and says boo to anybody, that will be remembered.
Yeah, of course it would. I've seen a, I can't remember where it was, but it might have been a newspaper article of somebody that's actually making a list of all the, no, it was on Facebook actually, on a local group on Facebook. Someone's making a list of all the shopkeepers that aren't doing the right thing. They're charging £20 for a bottle of soap and that sort of thing.
Oh, wonderful.
So, and then once it's, you watch, once all this is over, that will start coming out, that list.
The art world's been going for 400 or 500 years. It's not going to stop tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've been in Brentwood for just under 40. This is worse than a recession, but it's my fifth recession, effectively. A lot of businesses are going to close that shouldn't.
Yeah, totally. Totally agree with that.
We've got enough business trickling through that I know that I will be open within 48 hours of the government saying you can be open.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'm not an organizer, but maybe I'll give you a call. Why don't we organize a VE day, a celebration day?
That would be a good idea.
You know, literally in the street, have a street parties. The radio can organize it better than I can because you can get to everybody.
Yeah.
And let's have the equivalent of a VE day. I don't know what the initials would be. VC?
I can't see why not, John. That sounds like a really good idea, mate.
You know, some of the local restaurants have said that they've postponed Mother's Day because that was cancelled. And they're going to do it on the 20th of September.
It would be a very, very good idea.
Because you've got nothing else to do, have you, Mike?
No, not a sausage. I'm sitting here in my pants. Not a sausage, John. John, as always, fantastic to talk to you. It's nice to hear that you're staying inside and looking after yourself and staying safe. And we may well get one or two more conversations in like this over the telephone, if that's all right.
Oh, I think it makes sense. I'm actually learning a computer. I'm actually learning how to do this. So every BBC journalist is working from home these days.
Totally. Totally. Yeah.
You know, I think it's amazing. And I don't think we're going to go back to where we were. The number of offices where people aren't working, and they won't need to go back.
John, yeah. Fantastic to talk to you again. And we'll speak again soon.
Okay, yeah. Bye, Mike.